Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our first responders and firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for everything that you're doing to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, we want to let you know that we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it. Okay. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out to our 18-wheel drivers and men and women driving coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as coming into the Sunshine State to deliver hurricane supplies down into the affected areas in southwest Florida. And you can also say hello and thank you to Felix and the bulk mail haulers that haul the mail to make sure it gets to the post office so you get it delivered on a Monday to your post office. And also, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And we're going to be talking a lot about that tonight because there's a lot of problems there in the offing, and you need to know about it. And then, of course, we've got the Amazon workers in the warehouse, and we got the Amazon drivers out there. And we want to thank them for tuning in and listening to the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America, all lowercase. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now on this Monday morning, bright and early, it is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yahoo, buckaloo. yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, boys and girls, thank you. We'll let them go. You're due next hour, so set your watches. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we like to remind everybody about those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's going to be a busy week in Florida because guess what's going to be going on this weekend?
Well, I know for one thing, I know, isn't President Trump going to be having a rally soon?
A huge rally at Miami, Florida, on November the 6th at 5 p.m. The doors will open at 12 noon. Now, this is going to be at the Miami-Dade County Fair and Exposition Center. It's at 10901 Coral Way in Miami, Florida. This is a big facility. But you want to get there early to make sure if you need seats that you can get them, because otherwise there's no guarantee that these seats won't fill up very quickly. They do expect a huge crowd.
Well, I can imagine. I can absolutely imagine, because we're so close now, Captain, to the midterms.
Week away tomorrow.
That's right.
So that's where we'll be. And I won't be there because I have something else to attend to this weekend that we'll be talking all about here shortly. But it is going to be a beautiful day in South Florida. So if you want to go for a drive, throw the kids in the family truckster, go down and see the. And speaking of truckster, go down and see the Trumpster with your truckster.
There you go.
I just made that up. Okay. Well, you never know what I'm going to do next year. All right. Now, okay, we're good on the clock. I just had to make sure before I start this. The GOP right now, Kyle, is surging big time all across the country. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to go out on a limb. People are going to say, I don't know. But the red wave is on. And the Dems are desperately running for the side doors, trying to change their message and then come back with a new message. Well, it's this. Well, it's that. Well, it's going to be. Well, they keep changing their stories.
Well, they kind of think that we've got this really short memory, that we don't remember what happened like yesterday or something like that. And they have this notion, Captain, that even this close to these major elections, that they can change their message and somehow voters are going to go, okay, the last, 2 years really didn't even really happen. Yeah, they're living in a fantasy land.
Huh? What? Did something happen yesterday?
Well, but the they can't simply, they've been pushing, climate change, abortion, and Donald Trump for so long that they simply refuse to talk about the real issues that actual voters care about, both Republican and Democrat. And
do you think they're going to stop talking about them now?
Well, of course not, but they are trying to make up some ground here. That's why they brought out some heavy hitters like Barack Obama just recently, too, because they think that'll help, because they know they can't really put Joe Biden out there because he's super toxic.
And Barack Obama went back in the closet because guess who shut him down?
Who's that?
Herschel Walker.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was not quite so kind to them, as I recall.
No, not at all. And he blasted the bejesus out of Barack Obama, and Barack Obama very politely just kind of disappeared after that. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Fair and Watch on a pretty nice Monday morning. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I will take it away. Now, you folks have heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, for a number of years now, and how his pillow has given me the best night's sleep I've ever had, and that's true. And it continues. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. The latest is now the towel set. And yes, I've got one of those too. Towels aren't something you think about often until you need them. And I never knew what I was missing out on until I tried his towels last year when I bought them. Now, you've all helped build MyPillow into the most incredible company it is today, and you've trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, Mike's now changing the game on the 6-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. And the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, let me tell you about the bath towels. I'm not a little guy. The bath towels fit me like a glove. So guess what? They wrap around you just like they're supposed to. Then that's really a good thing. And besides knowing that you give the promo code CAPTAIN to get that $39.98 price, remember that all MyPillow products come with this 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the 6-piece towel set. You'll find deep discounts and other MyPillow products there as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. And don't forget to check out mystore.com, too. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, here we go. Jen Psaki is out on a traveling tour. And she takes her CNN program that she's got. I don't know what she calls it. I've only seen it once. But she takes it out and they travel. And this weekend they went to Pennsylvania. And she sat in with one of those groups that they bring on to, you know, they ask them questions and they try to get a grasp for what's going on, right?
Right, right.
She picked the wrong group. Because the answers that she got from the Dems that were in the group were not what she expected. Nobody blamed the Republicans for the problems we were having in the country. They all said that it was Joe Biden that started this. They all said that there was the Democrats who were continuing it. They criticized this Fettenhoffer.
Fetterman?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to call him Fetterhoffer, just because I can.
Okay.
But anyway, she criticized him. She criticized a lot of other people for not telling the truth. And that is true. What she's saying is absolutely correct. And then on top of everything else, along comes Elon Musk trying to steal everybody's thunder. Did you hear what he did?
Well, I know that he really started a clean house at Twitter.
He immediately threatened to terminate 50% of Twitter's staff. And he's well on his way to doing it.
Well, that's right. This is supposed to happen, we understand, within the next few days. Twitter basically has about a 7,500-person workforce that we know of right now. And this is going to be a big major sea change, obviously, at Twitter.
Does anybody know what they're doing to be working?
No, I don't think so. It's pretty opaque, I think. But that's one of the things about Elon Musk. I think he's able to come in, size it up, and obviously understands that he can make these kind of deep cuts and still have Twitter function, obviously. And of course, now the big question is it going to now return to the idea of, you know, being a place where people can come and say basically whatever they want? Maybe, who knows, maybe Jen Psaki will do a special on MSNBC for something like that. Maybe she'll turn to business reporting instead of trying to go out to get people to give her the right answers.
Yeah. Now, I've got some really bad news for the nation's farmers and truckers, as we're now hearing that the diesel market will stay tight through winter and into the spring. The Chevron chairman and CEO, Michael Wirth, warned this. He said, and I quote, "Markets are tight right now, diesel in particular, as we've all seen here recently, are likely to stay that way through the winter into the spring." Wirth also said, "I think that the third quarter earnings call that with the ban on some Russian imports going into effect in the first quarter of 2023, the situation could become worse. This ban will drive Russian energy products to reach farther markets with increased costs in logistics." This is what he said. Now, there's some other things that are at play here. Does it cost more to produce a gallon of diesel than it does a gallon of gasoline?
No, I think it actually costs less, doesn't it?
That is correct. So then, would you mind telling me how diesel went from 60 cents increase in January to right now $1.70 a gallon? It's gone up that high since January. Would you mind telling me how that's possible?
I'm not exactly sure, but it doesn't seem like it's logical.
Well, I thought you would pop it right out. It's because it's called a regulation, and it's called greed. They're making it much tougher to produce oil, to refine oil. And anything to do with diesel, they're making it even tougher yet. Because there's a couple of ingredients that go into diesel that don't go into gasoline to keep it to where it will burn in some of these E85 and all that sort of stuff, vehicles, right?
Right.
Now, I'm trying to find this real quick because I've got like 25 pages of notes here on diesel because I'm going to be talking about this all week long. And it's something that people are going to need to understand more about because we've got to get behind us, we the American people, and stop the nonsense because they are just hosing us on this. And if you believe the nonsense the government's telling you about the diesel and the shortage, they created it. They created it. All right, here we go. Distillate. Let's see. Distillate, including diesel, jet. Oil companies investing more in biodiesel refining. Now, that could work if they brought that back in a large enough circumstance, but I don't think they can. What do you think?
Well, certainly if they're not tooled up for that, or if that's not on their radar right now, it may be hard to turn the ship, as it were. But I think, Captain, what is the real consequence here? I mean, if diesel...
What is the real consequence?
Supply,
people will not be able to get things delivered to them, like, oh, gosh, food, water.
Exactly. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So this is going to be something that is not simply going to be a news story where they talk about the price of diesel today was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What it's going to be is the store shelves are starting to become bare because the trucks aren't running. I mean, this is going to be something that's going to be felt very, very keenly by every single American very soon.
Well, it is, and it already is, and what you're going to see happening is they're going to start rationing, I believe, diesel. And they did it a different way back a few years ago, because I was involved in it with my trucks out on the highway. You could only buy 50 gallons of diesel in the state of New York on any given calendar day. And then if you needed more in the interim, too bad, so sad, you had to go through and get a special letter from mommy, so to speak, to be able to do it, which was all nuts.
Well, and say, let's just say 50 gallons of diesel now in a semi-truck, how much are they really able to carry if they're able to really fill up to go across country?
It takes you a couple hundred miles, maybe 250. The newer trucks, you can go a little further, but no guarantee.
Wow. So, like, for example...
And if it's cold outside, okay, if it's cold outside, like below zero... which is all coming our way, and if you're stupid enough to turn off your vehicle so your fuel doesn't circulate and the heat in your tanks doesn't keep it from freezing, then you are going to freeze up, and it's going to cost you another $100 or $200 to get fired up and moving again.
No kidding. Well, say, for example, so 250 miles, so from Orange County, California, if you had to make a run to Las Vegas, Nevada, you probably wouldn't make it because it's further than that. So that's really something, isn't it?
Here's the deal. This is your government dropping its support for fossil fuels without an alternative. They're just doing it. Running out of diesel fuel is going to halt the entire country because of the food shelves we just talked about going bare. Gasoline will become unavailable. Food deliveries will cease. Fire engines or police will not be able to answer calls. Buses will not run. Trains will not run. Aircraft will not fly for the lack of fuel being delivered. Eventually, rioting and anarchy will probably hit the streets because the people won't take this. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man who clubbed U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after forcing his way into the couple's San Francisco home, faced charges of attempted murder and other felonies a day later. Police have not offered a motive for Friday's assault on Paul Pelosi, 82, who, according to his wife's office, underwent surgery for a skull fracture and injuries to his hands and right arm. The arrests in Iran match an official narrative that Iran's archenemy, the United States, Israel, and other Western powers, and their local agents are behind the unrest and are determined to destabilize the country. At least 40 journalists have been detained in the past 6 weeks, according to rights groups, and the number is growing. Saudi Arabian stocks extended losses on Sunday, weakened by disappointing corporate earnings, volatile energy markets, and the expectation of the U.S. Federal Reserve hiking interest rates next week. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. Thank you, Kyle. We'll give it right back to Kyle because this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I've taken it for the last 8 years. I start my day with it, with my breakfast. And I take it because it works. If you wouldn't hear me talking about it, if it doesn't work. I ran into a lot of people at the gun show over the weekend that were asking me about the product, and some people bought the little sample bags that I've got, which is okay. That's why I have them there. They get started that way. They save themselves an extra $20 because when you go to order it, you order the 1995 bag, pardon me, all over again, and you save another $20. At least on your purchase. So think about that next time you see me. I'll be down, by the way, Thursday at Mixon's Fruit Farm at the Groveside Cafe, and I'll have a couple of bags with me down there if you need it. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's all natural. All natural. It is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. If you've got swelling like I've had, and by the way, I took some because yesterday my leg got really, really, well, I guess I'll be honest about it. I may have overdone it a little bit at the gun show. I'll just use that word. Now, did I do it intentionally? No, because I didn't do anything that was all that horrible, in my opinion. But come Sunday, the next day, I wound up paying for it because it was like somebody hit me in the left leg and it got stiff as a board again. And started to swell and started to hurt. And it finally quit a little bit ago, about 2-3 hours ago. I had to take 2 packs of Relief Factor for it to work, but it worked. So now I'm back to feeling normal. Swelling is gone. Pain is gone. Thank goodness. But ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain is where you go. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Find out what it does for you when you have these problems like what I just talked about, because it will help you. It's just that simple. And Kyle has something he likes to say to everybody. Go ahead, Kyle.
Don't forget, all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo and wingo. All right. Let's jump up to the telephone line here. We've got a call. I think I know who this is, but I'm not sure. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Nelson.
Boy. I thought that was you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Could I give you a heads up on what I think is going to happen with this red wave in New England?
New England?
In New England.
Yeah, I'm aware of New England. Very aware.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, in Maine, where I originally come from, it would appear that there will be a Republican seat. I wanted to start out this way. In terms of New England right now, there are no Republican congressmen in all of New England. There is only one United States senator that is a Republican. That's Susan Collins. Okay. With the election coming up, I do believe that Maine will have at least one congressman that will be a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in New Hampshire, both congressmen will be Republican. And the U.S. Senator candidate, he will be a Republican.
The general?
Yes, the general.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in Connecticut, there is talk about the Republicans winning 2 House seats.
I've heard that.
And also in Rhode Island, 1 House seat for the Republicans.
Yep.
Is that a wave or is that a wave?
That's a wave. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Hendrick. We talked about what he just talked about there, Kyle, several times.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's right. Well, and again, I think we're seeing many more of these indicators here. Now, some pollsters will tell you, well, it's almost a dead heat if you average out the polls. But it seems to me, Captain, that the mood of the country and that critical mass factor, which is so very important, seems to be heading towards the red wave.
The mood of the country is simple. They've had enough. Party time's over. And they're going to get rid of the fools that created this mess that we're in right now. Now, how huge is this going to be? Okay. Barack Obama just went after Herschel Walker in Georgia. And Herschel Walker went back after Barack Obama. Barack Obama left with his tail between his legs because he didn't want to get into it with Herschel Walker because he brought up a subject that he was totally wrong on.
Well, and again,
and they proved it. They proved it.
Right. Well, this is all part and parcel, of course, of the desperation factor that's happening with the Democrats. And they wanted to send Barack Obama out, who, by the way, Captain, commented on the terrible attack against Paul Pelosi by saying, you know, somehow we've got to stop demonizing people, and almost as if, well, I guess it's the Republicans who keep demonizing everybody. And it's almost laughable the way that they're actually trying to get some mileage off of that even, because obviously we're not the ones demonizing.
There are a lot of rumors that are circulating right now about Paul Pelosi. 99.9% of them are absolutely flat out false. And these little children that are out there that are making up these rumors or taking them and running with them from some third-party dilapidated blogger have got to cut it out because they're spreading stuff that can't be proven. Hello? If you can't prove it, you don't talk about it. You don't throw it out there as conspiracy. You don't talk about it. Why? Because it makes you look like a damn fool.
Well, that's true, and obviously there's an investigation going on to let the authorities do their job, do the investigation, and it's a good thing they got there when they did. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and the latest thing over the weekend was, well, how come they were both in their underwear? These guys are in their underwear when they got there. Well, let me see. The one guy, the nudist, busted the door open, the window open, to get in the door, was dressed in his underwear. That's number one. Number two, apparently, we now know Paul Pelosi sleeps in his underwear. Because when he broke into the bedroom and attacked him, that's what he did. He attacked a guy sleeping in his underwear. And when the police got there, Pelosi managed to get the call up. I guess it was maybe before he got hit in the head, but when he got whacked, and yeah, he got whacked, boy, oh boy, you know, when you have skull surgery to remove bone fragments and put that little plate or whatever in your head so that you can function as a human being again, you've got some serious trouble going on. But this guy was mentally ill, should have been locked up in an institution somewhere, in my opinion. And I'm not even going to mention his name because he's a weirdo, okay? He's nuts, plain and simple nuts. Now, a lot of people have said, we're so sorry, we hope your husband gets better quick, and I'm one of them that would say that. But for anybody to jump to the conclusion that there was something going on or the drugs, they talked about the drugs that this guy was on, or the drug he was on, rather. And it's something that comes from Mexico. And it's called Ibogaine. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, it's something that they use as a mood control or controller to try to keep people from going off the deep end, apparently. And if you take too much of it or if it wears off, then you can act the way that this guy did. And apparently that's what happened, although we'll find out more about it as the week moves along.
Well, that's exactly right. But the first and foremost thing, you're right. Don't make weird conspiracy connections. And number two, that's right. We wish Paul Pelosi all the best. That's what a horrible, horrible thing to have suffered.
But for somebody to try to make up a story, make this into a sex story right away, which is where they were going, they're out of their mind. They're out of their freaking mind.
Exactly right. And I'll say one thing very briefly, Captain, and that is one would think that there would have been some security presence at the home of
I have an answer for that. The husband is not afforded any security. But you would think the Pelosis, with the money they make, could have had a private security guard right there at the home, maybe even inside watching.
Well, sure. I think this really points it up because anybody who's connected to a politician, especially such a prominent politician as Nancy Pelosi, it would seem to me, Captain, it would be second nature to have ongoing security. In this day and age, you can't afford it.
She has a detail, and they travel where she goes, but it's afforded to her, not to the husband, unless he travels with her. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with our first Trucker's Highway and Bible report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back after that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that band?
Yeah, who is that band?
Come on, you're supposed to tell me. Who is that band?
I don't know.
All right, you had a guess and you were wrong.
OJs, maybe? OJs?
No, but you're close. But this was an original 1975 dance band, a disco dance band, that performed a lot up on top of the hill at Syracuse University. And they were all over the place up there, going from club to club, fraternity to fraternity. They were also in Rochester. They were also down in Utica. They were also up in Watertown. All the different in Ithaca, all the different colleges in upstate New York. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And it took them for a while to catch on, but that was one of their first recordings, Bad Luck, 1975. And they got them on the Dick Clark Show, a lot of different places. And, boy, I used to love dancing to that.
Very cool.
Yep.
Wonderful.
So I ran across the song. I saw it. I said, yep, I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Got a great sound. Yeah, definitely sounds
good. Oh, yeah. You cannot help but tap your toes to that one. I'm sorry. If not, there's something wrong with your toes. All right, well, let's start with this one. A strong storm system is moving over the western United States this week, and it's going to bring rain, it's going to bring high elevation snow, goody-goody. Heavy snow may impact travel through the Sierras Tuesday and Wednesday, and I can see it coming now. Yeah, there's going to be some trouble up there. Severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southern and central plains Thursday and Friday, east of the core of the storm system. Heavy rainfall also in the area on Friday and Saturday could lead to localized flooding impacts. Now, we're not talking about necessarily down here in, this far down in Florida, but we are talking about North Florida, up the mid-south, up through Georgia, up into South Carolina, possibly over into Alabama and Tennessee. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. We're looking at the storm system that's going to be coming in, especially up into the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're going to have a couple of different Pacific fronts, that is. They're going to bring in some rain, also some wind, both to eastern Washington and eastern Oregon later on as we move through this week. So you got to be prepared for that. Right now in Seattle, they are reading rain. And I hate to tell you, it's going to be raining for the foreseeable future on in through the weekend, it looks like.
There. And up on top of Snoqualmie, my friend, it is snowing.
Yes, I see on the camera there. Mm-hmm. I can see the snow on the ground. Absolutely. And then also in Portland, Oregon, we've also got rain. Maybe it's going to be more off and on in the Portland area as we move through the week this week, but still, it's definitely going to be wet. We've also got a winter storm watch. This is going to be in Northern California along the border with Nevada. This is also it's going to be a snowmaker, basically. Heavy snow is going to be possible, 3 to 8 inches, and this is going to be above 5,000 feet, and it's going to be even more as you get a little bit higher up around 7,500 feet. This is going to stretch from about Susanville down towards Oakhurst in California, so you want to be aware of that. It's going to stay mostly, obviously, to the east of Interstate 5, east of Sacramento. But also near Reno, Nevada, we've also, again, got those storms coming through, gusty winds and snowfall, and also cold temperatures as you move through the week. So if you're coming up I-80, you're going to be encountering that as well. On the rain map right now, we're taking a look, and we're seeing the rain, of course, around Seattle, also a little bit north of Portland there. Some rain out near Walla Walla and rain in northern Idaho tonight. So if you're coming through Coeur d'Alene, you're definitely going to be getting some rain as you head on over towards Montana. So be careful out there.
Well, as I look at the upper Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, I don't see any real significant events going on, but I do know the temperatures are a little bit cooler up there right now, so that's about the only thing I could tell you. Now, coming into Illinois, we do have a big bank of fog, I-70, I-57, I-59 are all affected by this fog, so be advised of that, and that could get I could get pretty miserable here by the looks of what we're looking at here. So that's north, south, east, west. It's about a 75-mile circle where we've got the big, heavy fog right now. Moving on down towards the Gulf, we've got some fog to speak of from New Orleans over to the Mississippi line. And then we do have some unsettled weather conditions that are probably going to bring some rain showers into the mix in North Florida for sure, possibly the I-4 corridor. today, but it's kind of a hit-or-miss deal at the moment. It may start up on the east side of Florida and move across to the west, and those are the ones that usually fizzle out before they get here. We do have some fog tonight up in North Carolina, and we've got some fog up and down the Chesapeake Bay area, and looks like as if we got a little bit of fog again around Long Island and up towards possibly Cape Cod. So Lynn up there might be getting a little fun with the clouds rolling in. And then we've got a little bit of fog again off the coastline of Portland, Oregon tonight. So be advised of that. And that's the way the weather is shaping up at the moment. There is a forecast this week to bring in more snow, especially at the higher levels. So you folks that are going out that way, you should be carrying iron right now. You should be hanging chains or carrying chains and have them ready to hang. Because, again, pine is way too much if you get caught up here without them and you get stuck. You don't want to have that happen because you'll wind up buying a portion of the road. And that's not any fun when that happens, Kyle.
Well, I can imagine. That's right. So be prepared. And also with the cold temperatures, Captain, isn't it fuel becomes an issue as well?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Now, they're starting to blend. They haven't blended any number one diesel yet, but they'll be starting that once the temperatures get colder and stay there for a little while. But as it stands right now, you do definitely want to put, especially if you're coming out of the south, fuel additive into your tanks, because you don't want to bring that southern fuel up here with the water in it or the dirt in it, which they always have, and bring it up into the north and then put in the other fuel that's in there, mix it all up, and wind it filling up your fuel filter. So you need to make sure that you got something to cut that fuel with. So get the fuel additive in before you get up north. All right, I hear the music. You hang on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll have a lot more great music in the next hour, too, by the way. I got another one of those oldie but goodie songs picked out. So don't go anywhere. I will return with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.